Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Today is the most auspicious occasion of appearance of Srimati Radharani in this world. Two great devotees, Suchandra and Kalavati, who were very great devotees of the Supreme Lord and the Goddess of Fortune, by their intense devotion, when they appeared as Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, Sundari, Brahma personally came and handed over this golden goddess, Srimati Radharani, as a baby to Vrishabhanu. You will always see her appearance is very divine in this world. Just as how she appeared from while plowing a field as Srimati Sita Devi. Similarly, Srimati Radharani, the supreme devotee of Krishna, about whom we will have many discussions today during the day, she appears in this world to flood the lives of the Lord's devotees with bhakti bhavana. In fact, our material bodies are so gross and the subtle bodies are filled with so many impurities. When one accepts the initiation from a spiritual master and starts chanting the holy name, the mechanism how one returns to Godhead is explained, that she accepts the material body and gross body as well as the subtle body of the devotee by tadatmikata. Tadatmikata means she accepts them as spiritual. Why? Because the devotee has accepted the holy name and has showed the willingness to chant Krishna's holy names. It is Srimati Radharani who does the work of making the material, gross and subtle body of the devotee into spiritual when we chant the holy names. Exactly like iron rod which is put into fire and that turns into red hot or yellow hot or golden hot. So that kind of heat and light and shine comes in an iron rod by dint of touch with the fire. Similarly, by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Srimati Radharani becomes attracted to the devotee and she infuses the heart of the devotee with the bhakti shakti. When she enters the heart, then whatever little devotion we all experience is only due to her. And then a devotee becomes very attractive to Krishna also, as one's bhakti increases more and more. And that is what actually transports us from the material world to spiritual world. Today is a very important day because for devotees, Janmashtami is certainly important, the divine appearance of Krishna. But Radhashtami is even more important because Krishna cannot be served with anything by us because ultimately everything and everyone belongs to him, including us and all the commodities we possess. They all belong to Krishna. He is the Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, master of all the lokas. He is Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha. He says, everything has come from me only. What are you going to pick up and give it to me? If I only have created everything, what gift can you give which is not mine? Krishna can challenge us like that. So, we may not be able to offer anything great to Krishna and attract him because he is no ordinary person. Nothing of this world can be offered. There are much better things Krishna has in the spiritual world. But the Radhashtami day is very important for devotees. Why? Srila Prabhupada says, we have no qualification or we have no eligibility to attract Krishna. But if you take a flower and put it in Srimati Radharani's hands and say, please kindly offer it to your dear Krishna so that he will not reject me, he will accept me as one of his insignificant devotees of his devotees. And please engage me in Krishna service. So if someone prays to Srimati Radharani like this, she is just waiting to engage the whole creation in Krishna service. So anyone who offers a prayer like this with a favorable disposition immediately attracts the attention of Srimati Radharani. Because I heard in a lecture by one Swami, he was telling, actually Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's activities are only good for us to worship with folded palms from a distance. Whereas Srimati Radharani's example is far more important for us because she is the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. She teaches how to become a servant. She teaches how to become servant of Krishna's devotees. She teaches how to engage everything that we possess in Krishna's service. So, Srimati Radharani's attention on us and her Karunya Kataksha on us and her blessings on us is extremely important for us if we want to make any tangible progress in spiritual life. And that grace actually comes through the Guru Parampara in our lives. And on this auspicious day, one can directly pray to Srimati Radharani by the blessings of one spiritual master that she engages in Krishna service. Whatever propensities we have to get diverted from Krishna and to get swayed by the current of the material nature, we can pray to her, please curb the tendency, pick us up and engage us in Krishna service fully, wholeheartedly. And whatever unwillingness you see, you destroy that unwillingness so that myself along with whatever resources I have, let me engage in Krishna service fully. So it's a very wonderful day to pray Srimati Radharani and remember her glorious divine qualities, her wonderful pastimes with which she attracts Krishna, the devotional qualities with which she attracts Krishna and all her sakis, and the whole material and spiritual creation is spellbound by the glorious qualities of Srimati Radharani. Everybody is amazed by Krishna, but they are more amazed by Radharani. Why? Because Krishna himself is amazed by Radharani. That is why. So, in the course of the day today, we will hear some of the qualities of Radharani. Like whatever distance a bird can fly in the sky, we can fly to that extent, but her glories are unlimited. So, we will meditate on her lotus feet and pray for a drop of her mercy so that we can call out Radha and Krishna's names very attentively and with absorption and sincerity today. Harinam Prabhu ki Shimta Radharani.